the Republican convention and kind of a theme that ran throughout it. Part of it was Marco Rubio, who, of course, nominated Mitt Romney, who said this is not about a bad person, but he is a bad president. And here's what the nominee and his number two had to say.
The president hasn't disappointed you because he wanted to. The president has disappointed America because he hasn't led America in the right direction. He took office without the basic qualification that most Americans have, and one that was essential to the task at hand. He had almost no experience working in a business. Jobs to him are about government.
Obamacare, as much as anything else, explains why a presidency that began with such anticipation now comes to such a disappointing close.
So, Robert, I'm wondering what you think about this. Seems to be a whole kind of new approach by Republicans sort of toward those swing voters saying, I know you had a lot of hope here, but it didn't pan out. It's okay to be disappointed in him. So there's a disappointment more than just sort of a beating the president over the head. What do you make of that?
Look, I don't think there's voter disappointment. I think voters understand, Candy, we've been through a traumatic economic experience in our country, unlike anything we've ever seen. And voters understand it took us years and years of tremendously bad decisions by running up huge debts and providing huge tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires that didn't create jobs. And they understand that it's going to take us a while to get out of that mess. And I think essentially that's what the choice is. And I think that's what the choice that you'll see presented in Charlotte. In Tampa, we saw nothing but insults and old slogans and tired old ideas. In Charlotte, the president is going to focus on a plan to provide the middle class in this country some necessary and needed security by investing in research and innovation and in strengthening the middle class. And I think a pathway to moving us